Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. As things are heating up, guys are calling in, having some good stuff with that, having a lot of fun with the prerequisites now. If you're going to criticize, you have to be forthcoming with pictures and bios.
Yes, and the roasts are going down on Twitter now, if you want to participate. That area is funny.
Like your microphone's going down? Or
hey, you know what? Now it's real tall.
What did you see, by the way, what happened last night post-game? God, Bleacher Report or Deadspin was all over it. But, you know, the Raptors crapped the bed. Mm-hmm. And it's already bad enough that, you know, everybody's got to go speak. So they put Lowry up there with DeRozan. And he kept trying to adjust his mic, and it kept going, for lack of a better term, limp and falling down. And he kept trying to unscrew it and put it up. And no matter what he did, it just kept falling. They're like, kind of like your performance at home.
Oh,
huh?
Wow.
It was really bad.
Wow. Somebody real quick texted and said, can I get a shout out for my daughter in the 7th grade making the National Junior Honor Society at Deer Park Junior High? Very proud of her.
Well
you
done.
Should be.
Absolutely.
That's badass. Yes. Congrats to you.
So. And to her.
And White Magic wanted me to give him a shout out for his Twitter handle. That's not how this works, bro.
No.
We're not doing that.
We're not building the brand. We've given enough credit for
if
one
we
week.
Did that, we'd have to do that for everybody. And I'm not ready to open Pandora's box like that. So.
Right.
No.
Anybody get some calls?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We were just talking about traffic issues at Rockets games. Heath wants to get in here. Heath, what's up?
Come on, guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, so first off, first-time caller, long-time listener, love the show. Y'all guys do a great job.
Appreciate that.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So I'm all the way down in Galveston, and I've gone to a ton of different Rockets games this season, including some of the playoff games, and I'm always there on time, so I don't know what this bullcrap excuse is from all the guys that live in Houston. So I just, you know, they're taking
I couldn't agree with you more,
out,
man.
Saying,
it's really not that bad compared to other stadiums. Have you been to any other stadiums in the country?
I've actually gone to a couple games when I was out in California. Just happened to be out there and went to a Rockets game when they played the Lakers. And you want to talk about bad traffic.
Yeah.
You know, Houston's got nothing on that. So I was just calling in. I think it's just a bull crap excuse, you know, laziness.
Great stuff.
So I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, man. Great stuff.
I will say this. If I were to go to a Rockets game and I had to go home first to feed the dog or let the babysitter in for the kids or whatever, I leave here at 4 o'clock, okay? My wife leaves the med center at 4:30. She gets home at 6. I get home at 5. We would then have to turn around and take care of all that, assume we could get it all done in 30 minutes, and be back at the Toyota Center by 7:05 for tip-off, it'd be pretty difficult.
Right, and I agree with you there. But I do think people would be more forgiving. I think media would be more forgiving if you showed up late, like maybe in the middle of the first quarter or perhaps the second quarter, and stayed. If everybody just actually went and actually filled up the stadium.
That's different,
and
yeah.
Stayed,
people not going
I think
going
people
is
would
a
forgive
excuse.
People going to the game late. That's all. That's just my feeling.
But here's the other thing, too, because we talked about this briefly yesterday, which was the Rockets are even trying this again, where they're trying to bribe you with all these different tactics because they've changed the start times. They thought it was 7:30. Then people said, well, then we're out too late. So then they went to 7:05. And then people said, I don't have enough time to get out of work in time to get there. Then they tried to do this thing the other night with $2 hot dogs, $2 popcorns, $2 soft drinks, and $5 beers, but only up until the tip off so that you get. They've tried everything from the performing arts, do the xylophone. like tone to let you know you've got 3 minutes for tip off. They've tried to have people around the concourse with the big drum unit telling you it's time to get in your seats. You cannot force people to do what they just don't want to do. And I hate to say this because people are going to take it super personal and they're going to get their feelings hurt. But the fact of the matter is, true sports towns find a way when they're passionate about their team, regardless of the obstacle, especially when they know how important the series is, to put their fannies in the seats on time.
True. But here's a couple of points that are being made on text lines and Twitter, and that we've made in the past, because this is not the first time we've discussed this. It seems like we discuss this every year for a playoff team, whether it's the Rockets or the Astros. But other cities aren't as spread out. Los Angeles is. You know, Chicago is, but these other cities aren't as spread out, and they have public transportation that's a lot better than Houston. That's one part. That's one thing that really does affect Houston. If I could hop on a rail line from the suburbs and catch it all the way down to the ballpark,
that's a fair point.
I mean, even Minnesota has a rail line. In St. Paul, Minneapolis, you can hop a rail line that stops directly in front of the ballpark.
Portland,
if they had that.
Yeah,
I would do that. BART in San Francisco and Oakland. Yeah. I mean, there's
MARTA in Atlanta. Portland does it.
I rode the subway to a Yankees game when I was in New York one year.
I did too.
It's a lot easier to do this in these other cities. Los Angeles, not so much. I get it, but outside of that, Chicago has the L's.
It's just taxis. You gotta prioritize it though, too. I mean, the big thing is prioritizing it.
How important is it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great point.
The things you brought up are very, very valid. But then you prioritize it and say, look, I'd rather spend time home with my family, or I'd rather not go through that so I can do this, or I've got to do this instead. It's a priority. And all we're saying is, especially in these other cities, when you fought so hard to get home court advantage, the priority is they're playing at home tonight. We got home court. We got to make a difference. We're going
to
be there.
Let me ask you this. How would you compare the Rockets, leaving a Rockets game, to the traffic when you leave a Knicks game in New York?
Oh, it's, I mean, well, but again, that's the
leaving?
Because Calvin, remember Calvin Watkins, who we used to have when he was covering the Rockets? He's from New York, and now he's up there covering the Jets. And we actually had that debate. And he used the excuse traffic, and I was shocked only because he was somebody from New York. And that's the reason why I'm asking Joel this question now. Because even a New Yorker who is probably pretty prone to traffic, use that as an excuse.
Because, and again, everybody, here's the thing. In New York, everybody uses a cab or public transportation, or at least the majority of them do, because not many people own cars. So again, that kind of takes care of some of the, is it, I don't know if it's egress or whatever it is when you're going out of the building. But because in Houston, one of the biggest problems is, and why people leave early, is because that parking garage, and I've heard it over and over from fans, in turn, everybody knows it. There's nothing they can do about it. But getting out of that parking garage, which is 8 or 9 floors high, is a legitimate time-consuming, just mind-numbing experience that people don't want to deal with.
Yeah, it's also kind of sad, the lack of knowledge. Like, Houstonians, they just don't know downtown. Like, you can ask a Houstonian who's been here his whole life, and he has no idea where to turn when he's in downtown. And I feel like that's the case when they're leaving that parking garage. Should I get out of this door? Should I turn left here? Yep. Should I turn right here?
What do I do?
You're a Houstonian, bro. One way.
Yeah.
And you gotta know. Here's the other thing. I've given my tickets to my buddies for years, and they knew if I get down there early and they like Barry was saying, planning time accordingly, I could park on the street and get street parking and don't have to pay $20 to $40 for my car to get to park or whatever it is. That's just being savvy. When you know what you got to do and what time you have to do it.
USA Mike said, come on, Barry, if Joel can do it, you can do it. Joel lives a lot closer than I do. I'm going from the Galleria to Spring. That is not an easy hike. Trust me. And a lot of these folks are coming from downtown or the Galleria.
Is it that much closer than I live?
Yeah, it's got to be.
And oh, it's much closer.
I guarantee you're not getting nearly the traffic that I'm getting either.
Much closer. Way closer.
Okay. Okay. Somebody said basketball games aren't won or lost in the first quarter. For some, former season ticket holder would spend the beginning of the games at a bar nearby. Well, neither are football games or baseball games. I mean, football.
That's why I didn't want to bring it back up, and especially when traffic came. I knew people were going to be defensive.
Yeah. Well, let's get through these calls. At least one.
Go ahead.
We can get through a couple. Which one do y'all want to take first?
I think I know who this is. Let's take Radu's call on attendance at Rocket games.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Radu?
Hey, man. I love this conversation. I personally am not a big fan of the stadium being full because I love buying cheap tickets and then looking for empty seats and sliding on down there at halftime. That is the move. You guys are ruining it for me, but trying to get more people to come out to the game.
I feel you, man. I get it. What you got going on tonight, Radu? Anything happening around 11:30?
I got a show. I'm telling you, I'm way more invested in this conversation. People are coming to games, and it's really, I've gotten down that the court side before because people don't stay for the whole game.
Now, they don't check you, though? Like, especially during a playoff game, are they not checking you to get down there?
Yeah, they're supposed to, because the Red Rowdies are now all out on Twitter stating that their idea to solve the problem is to let the Red Rowdies sit in all those seats until they're filled to start the game, like the seat fillers they use for All-Star games.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Somebody did say, put a time limit on it. If you're not in your seat by the first quarter, we're going to move everybody down from the upper parts to the lower bowl and let them sit there. I don't know if you can do that, but...
I don't know if it's a great idea to get the Rowdies down there because they are kind of terrifying looking people. I don't know if you want them that close to the cameras. But yeah, I definitely enjoy getting as close to the court as possible because people just don't want to sit in their super expensive seats. Sorry that I got in for $37 and look kind of like you.
Appreciate it, Radu. Thank you.
And here's the thing. Internally, just to let people know, because of the fact that after hosting two All-Star games, they saw the seat filler program.
Yeah.
But the thing they were worried most about is because what the seat fillers do is they have a certain bracelet, and then you would let the season ticket holders know if they're wearing a certain bracelet, they're not in your seats illegally or, you know, in your seats trying to get closer for less money. They're doing it just to make for the right reasons. And they said that the season ticket holders were still so salty when they got to their seats and realized someone was in them that they were rude to the people, that they didn't like the whole situation, and they didn't feel like it was worth the hate.
I just don't think that's a good idea because they paid for it. It's like you paid for your square, you paid for your seat.
And I made this comparison a lot in the meetings that I was in, and they didn't like hearing it, but it's true. It's like if we bought an airline ticket. Once we buy that ticket, we use it however we want to use it. We show up when we want to show up.
It's my seat. I paid for that, right?
I'm going to do with it what I care to do with, and they kept trying to force feed, you have to be here by a certain time, and that's when you piss people off.
Yeah. By the way, Radu is a comedian.
Was he the one that was in studio when they shot that video after Harvey?
Yeah, Radu was here.
I do remember.
Yeah. We have a show tonight at 11:30 at the Secret Group.
I took it.
I'm on the show. Yeah.
There you go.
It's called The Late Show in the Box, but it's at the Secret Group on Taft. So if you're not doing anything, there's nothing going on at 11:30 at night. Come by. Hang out. It'll be fun. Radu's hilarious, by the way. He submitted some sketch ideas that we haven't done yet because he's too lazy to finish writing them. Comics are lazy as hell. They're horrible people all the way around. Radu is a horrible person all the way around. Can't stand him. Nah, he's great. But he had one idea we haven't done yet, but he wanted to write a sketch about a guy that's the turnover coach for the Texans. It's hilarious. So I hope we get to do that one day. But come out 11:30 Secret Group. I'll be performing tonight.
There you go. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Final hour of the show. So Jesse, Jason, Joe, not that you have to have a name that starts with J, but all of you guys hang tight
because
you guys are going to get
Tito
in here next. Other than that, hold tight, fasten your up. We got an hour still, or less than an hour to go in the big show right now. I'll tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time. We know Mac has been a staple in this community forever, and he's not going anywhere, and you should go nowhere else than Gallery Furniture in one of their three locations. If you're looking for furniture for any room in your house, that means you can go to Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. You can go to the Galleria, and you can go to the mainstay, I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker, both ways. Regardless of which location you choose, the deals are all the same. The people are all as friendly. The customer service is second to none, and everything that they say that they're going to do, they do. The Astros promotion is still going on right now. A lot of you guys are a little salty about the team, but again, just like last year, you buy $3,000 more worth of bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic. If the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. It's just the way they do business, and they're going to take care of you every step of the way. So check them out at one of their three locations, and make sure you realize that if you buy today, you get it tonight within 3 to 4 hours. There's no back order slip, so what you see is what you're going to get that same day, and as Mac always says, Gallery really will save you money.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. Knee-deep in it at 3:19 as we continue to roll on till 4. Then we'll tip it off and hand it off to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7.
Quality programming.
Second to none.
Let's get that clear.
And here we go.
Oh, ah! All right.
Okay.
That's who sings that?
I don't know, but I like that intro, to be honest. As much as I make fun of it, I actually like it.
First time I ever heard it was at the Texans game. They used to play it.
Right, and they used to play the dirty version. Yeah, the dirty version. And the first thing they say before the wah is, O-S, here we go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they didn't realize they were doing that for a while.
I like it. I like it.
All right, so we've had some calls disappear. My man Jesse took off on me. We were trying to save that till we changed topics, but that was a Packer call.
Well, I told you he was waiting for a while. We needed to get to him.
Call back, man, or else text us or tweet us. We appreciate it. All right, let's continue with the topic. I know Barry doesn't want that to happen.
No, I'm ready to move on.
Joe, what do you got?
Yeah, hey, guys. I was just going to say, I lived in Portland for 3 years when Yao Ming was first there, and I lived... Joe, you might know, like Southeast Stark and 102nd way out, like their version of Webster.
Yeah.
And driving to the game was a pain in the butt when you got down there because the floor is just confusing trying to park. But riding that train and it let you off right there in front of the Rose Garden, it was so easy to get to and from. It was great. But driving in Houston to get to the game, is it as confusing if you're a Houstonian? I mean, it's east, west, north, south. How hard is that to figure out one-way roads, bro? That's all I got.
Good stuff, Joe.
Yeah, appreciate
that, man.
A lot of people saying that song is Disturbed, Down with the Sickness.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It is a good song.
But yeah, I can't agree more. I cannot agree more with Joe, dude. Like, it's really not that
exactly
difficult.
What you were saying, yeah. Jason wants to get in here on the topic before we change gears. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, so, I've lived all across the United States just because my father was military. I was military. I've moved all across this great nation. If you do not understand the traffic patterns of the city that you live in, then you are either just ignorant or just unobservant on your surroundings. I've been to Astros games. I've been to Rockets games. I've been to concerts downtown. If you do not understand that, okay, look, I'm going to have to get off at this point in time. I have tickets to the game.
Yep.
If
I mean, Jason, look.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm with you, but I'll say this. In New York, their fan base is as rabid, passionate, and on time as any place in America, and it is the most highly trafficked and populated city in America. And when they know that, and because I've taken the train, like Barry said, to both Mets and Yankees games, and you literally have to plan for hours, not just minutes, and how long it's going to take you, and they do, and they're on time, and they're loud, and they stay. And that's why I hate and cringe whenever we broach this topic, even though we did it kind of organically and weren't planning to go this route, because I know I'm going to get a bunch of defensive people responding, but at the end of the day, it's not about being defensive when you hear the criticism. It's about why is it still happening if you claim to be such a passionate fan base? That's the bigger deal to me.
Yeah. I just feel like we've exhausted this.
I'm totally ready to move on.
Like, there's all these texts that I would love to read, but I just don't even care anymore. I think we've exhausted it.
I agree. Let's go. Jesse, I appreciate you calling back. Jesse wants to get in here. Jesse, what's up?
Hey, two questions. Barry, people say you sound black on the phone.
Yes.
I get the same thing.
Do you, Jesse?
I'm white and I sound... Yes, I get that all the time.
That's funny.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
As good as our offense is, Green Bay...
Yeah.
It's not going to do no good when we can't get no pass rush. You draft all the cornerbacks you can, but if you can't get a pass rush, you can only cover for so long. Like, and I don't know. They didn't do nothing to address the pass rush in the offseason.
But they did. Okay, so what people are forgetting is Muhammad Wilkerson's on a one-year deal, and he's played for Pettine before.
We'll see.
So, I mean, that's one. I'm not saying that's going to solve it, but obviously that they're trying to do some things, and they want to move Clay Matthews around, and I don't want to go too heavy on Packers.
Mike Daniels is an all-pro. So we'll see. But that's it, man. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. and I'm the truck driver that y'all said looked like been in prison before. So
appreciate it, Jesse. Thanks for chiming in, my man.
Please don't murder me, Jesse. Good. Don't murder me.
It's all good, man. I can take it, man. It's cool.
There you go. Thank you, Black Jesse.
Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I can confirm. Jesse sent us this picture. Not black. Not black at all. Did you think he sounded black?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Love the show, guys. Been listening to you guys since last May. I'll admit, at first, I was like, who are these guys? Because I was so used to listening to the Blitz, but y'all have come a long way, and the ratings on the Usual Suspects don't lie. Appreciate you, my friend.
Yep,
finally, a nice text. We had to get through all of that crap to get to a nice text. So that's good. That's a good way to end a segment, right?
You want
to
play the clip before you get to your read?
I mean, yeah. Let's do that. Actually, let's do this.
Nick.
Let's do that. No, we could play it at 3:30.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we could totally do that. Because you know why? It's more important that I tell people about Courtesy Air Conditioning because I don't want these people getting caught with their pants down in 2 years. Guys, R22 Freon is going away. If you're a homeowner that can hear my voice, I need you to stop and listen for a second because this is actually pretty serious. I don't want you to get caught in the middle of summer a year and a half from now where you can't get your air conditioning fixed. R22 Freon is being phased out. That means in less than 2 years, you will no longer be able to purchase it and get your AC fixed. So lucky for you, the folks at Courtesy Air Conditioning and Heating are going to come out and help you. And Tom, Brad, and the entire crew of certified technicians at Courtesy AC, they're going to come out. They're going to look at your system and let you know, can you upgrade it or do you need to replace it? A lot of air conditioning companies in this city are just going to come out and say, yeah, you've got to replace it. Not Courtesy Air Conditioning. If they can just upgrade it for you, they're going to do that. Then you don't stay in business for 30 years if you're not honest and treat your customers well. And that's what Courtesy AC has been doing for over 30 years, servicing the Houston area. So they're going to come out. They're going to tell you whether you need to upgrade your system or whether you need to replace it. Either way, whichever way it ends up being, they're going to save you money in the process. You can get more information about the R22 Freon and what needs to happen to your system at CourtesyACOnline.com. So log on and check that out. And even if your AC is current, let's say you have a new system that's been installed in the last couple of years like mine is, it's time to get it serviced. And that's why I want you to call Courtesy Air Conditioning, 713-278-9933. Call them, have them come out, let them service your air conditioning for this next brutal summer that's coming up here in Houston. And you know what? You hear me talking about it? Don't take my word for it. One of the listeners, Tracy, texted in yesterday and said, you know what? I just had Courtesy AC out, and you're right. They are awesome. So be like Tracy. Call Courtesy AC. 713-278-9933. 713-278-9933 or online at CourtesyACOnline.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Everything's changing, right? Saw a gangbanger with a phone protector. It's kind of weird. How are you supposed to be ready to die and just drop your phone? It's weird. Right? You got gangbangs with phone protectors. Drinking Coke Zero. Right? Going to Olive Garden, getting the salad and the breadsticks like a bitch. Having kids? Can we just agree you can't be a thug and have a child? You cannot be a thug and have a child. What are you going to do? You're a thug. Your three-year-old throws a tantrum at, like, Walgreens or something. Everyone's looking at you. You're a thug. What are you going to do? You got to kill them. That's the only thing you can do. Thugs don't put people in timeout. That doesn't make any sense.
Kazeem Rahman. It's our comedian of the week.
Rahman.
We just went over.
We just said it wasn't ramen noodles, Joel.
Okay, Nick. After you said it was, I screwed it up.
You tricked him. Kazeem Rahman.
You're hot. You're not. It's up. It's now. I got it. We're going to play it. No, we're not. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, it was weird.
I'm the worst about that. Yeah.
Let's do it. No, yeah, it's not. Kazeem, okay, I'm going to play it right here.
Kazeem Comedy on Twitter, if you want to give him a follow.
On an FEF Friday, that's F for funny.
Yep.
So we got that out of the way.
Yeah,
continue to roll through a lot of different things. We kind of passed through, and I'm not sure we even mentioned it, but I think I did in passing yesterday that Ichiro is now moving into the front office with the Mariners, and he is no longer going to play this year, though his agent is adamant at 44 years old that he may not be, he's not retired. Okay.
Oh, he's not.
No, he's not. Now, I don't know what team's going to go out there and be knocking down his door when he's hitting 205 and all those, and he doesn't have the wheels he once had. But look, he's had a hell of a career. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. But a lot of what you've heard from Ichiro over the years has all been through the voice of an interpreter, because he likes to speak in his native tongue and he's not real comfortable with some of his English. But we've had some fun with the guy from the Blue Jays.
Congratulations, me!
Right. And some of the other guys. But I was
reading. Awesome.
Yeah,
God, that's so good.
His last name is
Suzuki.
I think it's Kawasaki.
Kawasaki. What? Yeah. I knew it was a motorcycle.
It's one of the motorcycles. And that's not racist. Extremely racist.
So
yeah.
Ducati.
But at the same time, I was going through a lot of the articles and things, and I found this interesting and funny clip of Ichiro doing an interview with Bob Costas. And he did answer in English, and he actually chuckles and is really taken back by the question. But Costas asked him about, like, a favorite American expression or term that he likes to use that he didn't expect to hear.
What is your favorite American expression?
August in Kansas City, it's harder than two rats in a f***ing wolf sock. That's my favorite. I had a bad teammate.
Did you say I had a bad teammate?
Yeah, obviously funny. He was influenced by his teammate.
Yeah.
That wasn't really revealed. But yeah.
So he said, because he was playing in Kansas City, if you didn't get all of it, in August in Kansas City, it's hotter than two rats.
Having sex
sock.
In a wool sock.
Yes.
Yeah. Bleeping. In
that
a
was
wool
hilarious.
Sock. That is very funny. I don't know if you've kept up with this. I mentioned it yesterday because Kyle was a big Mets fan. I told him Matt Harvey was hot garbage.
Yeah.
And he's been demoted to the bullpen. And now Sandy Alderson is asking Matt Harvey to go down to the minors. He's asking him, please.
Well, you know what happened after that.
And somebody texted, hey, what are the chances that the Astros get Matt Harvey? God, I hope zero because he's hot garbage. You don't want Matt Harvey on this team.
Well,
Trust me.
You heard what he did in L.A. after he got demoted to the bullpen. Actually, in San Diego, they're playing the Padres, but there was a party of some club that was opening up in L.A. Since he was in the bullpen, he attended. There are people that believe that he was hammered. He came back the next day, and he gave up runs and had a bad outing. But then they said, you know, that the day after that, he came in and actually did well. Well, it's probably because he wasn't hung over anymore. But then Sandy Alderson, the GM, and everybody was trying to downplay it and say, oh, it's really not that big of a deal. Oh, isn't it?
Yeah,
you only have one job to do, and if you look at the past of this guy, he has a reputation for partying a little too hard, for going out the night before games. He obviously hasn't grown up.
No, obviously not. And again, you don't want that guy on this team. I promise you that. Has Nick given an update on his fundraising for his birthday?
It's so funny that you...
Just curious what the listeners got him up to so far.
So I got an email. I'm actually looking at it right now.
Okay.
Just FYI, David Birch made an online gift in honor of your birthday. That was the gentleman who offered $150.
Yeah, and he
so
wasn't...
he actually came through.
Wow, that's badass.
We did meet the goal of $500 that was raised from $200.
Nice.
So it's at $510 right now. You add the $150.
$660.
Plus the $50 that I pledge. So that's $710. So it's not bad, and I really appreciate it.
So you're going to up it to $1,000 before May 10th.
I don't know. There's still 6 days.
Have you not learned anything from J.J. Watt?
I how many times did he raise it?
A lot.
Did he?
Every time. Every time he got
so
close
you need
to a goal, he
get your
it.
Ass on there and up it to $1,000.
Okay, I'll up it to $1,000. I just want to tweet out the link again, and I actually meant to mention it a lot earlier. But yeah, it's a Facebook fundraiser. I'm going to tweet it out at the producer Nick. If you don't
we'll
have a Facebook,
you know, I think you just need the link. You don't have to have Facebook to donate.
I mean, that was the excuse David Birch gave.
Yeah, but that's fine because he followed through.
He came through exactly. So I'm not complaining at all. Shout out to him because that was probably the biggest gift out of all the donations. Which, look, it doesn't have to be that big. Anything helps. A lot of people were donating $10 and $20, and that's
absolutely
fantastic. So, yeah, it's Texas Center for the Missing. Like I said, people have been missing their loved ones, 2, 3, 4. I met someone. She's looking for her mom. Her mom's been missing since 1979.
Oh, my God.
So nearly 4 decades.
Damn.
And for those of you who might know the show, my dad went missing about 7 months ago. I later found out that he was murdered, and that's the reason why I started volunteering for this. So, yeah, it's a really good cause. People are hurt, but they're resilient, and it goes to all kinds of things. Really cool stuff. Like you can become a licensed drone pilot and help recover all kinds of things. So it's a really they help in more ways than one. I think if you have the will and if you're able to participate and donate, please do.
And do they have a website? Like if you just want more information about maybe volunteering
Texas
or whatever.
Center for the Missing. I want to say it's the acronym like TCFTM, but let me make sure.
All right, we'll find that out and then we'll put that out on the air and then retweet that as well.
Cool.
Somebody, Ben the Skeleton, Texas show, said, regardless of ratings or time slot or name recognition, this is the best show on the station. Greater combo of sports, comedy, talking, and trash talking. 3 hours of entertainment. Keep it up, fellas. Even though, there's always a caveat.
Sure.
Even though Barry verbally slapped me in the face when he announced my elimination on Rock the Mic a few years ago. That's my favorite. I'm so sad that Rock the Mic went away because my favorite part of this job was being the Turk on Rock the Mic. Because I got to sit there and just come up with the meanest ways to tell people that they didn't advance.
That is so you.
It was so fun. It was the best part of what I do, getting to be mean to guys like Ben the Skeleton who didn't make it. So, but appreciate the kind words, Ben.
Defines you. If you missed it, Brian Cushing getting a tryout with the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
So that is on the horizon. The Raiders also making a move in their linebacking corps, signing former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson to fill a role. He's a pretty good player. Chiefs are really changing to a reset button.
They really are. It's weird because you felt like that they were kind of close.
Yeah.
And now it looks like that they're doing some things. I mean, they've added some talent, so I don't know that they're completely rebuilding.
But Alex Smith goes. Mahomes is their guy now. They've turned it over. Yeah, everything. So we'll see how that works out. And this just in, Exum of the Jazz is looking to build on his Game 2 defensive effort against James Harden. He isn't declaring himself a James Harden stopper, but the young guard is embracing the responsibility of being the Jazz best solution to slowing down the MVP. Be careful what you wish for, young man.
Yeah, I thought...
Now, I'm going to say this, though, before you say that. The officiating is going to play as much of a role in that as anything. Not Exum's abilities, because last game, the officiating crew was not exactly a pro Rockets crew, if you know, like we used to chart officials. Every time Rockets fans see Tony Brothers in the officials for the game category, you should be very worried.
You think?
I know.
You know?
There are three officials. I will give you just Tony Brothers, but I know there are three officials that through analytics and other things, you can basically prove aren't big fans.
Who was the one, the old one, everybody hated this dude.
There was Jack. Oh, you're talking about Joey Crawford.
Yes. He was a Rockets killer.
He was a league killer, though, because Joey was the show within the show. Joey always wanted to be bigger than the game itself, which was a problem. Remember, he threw Duncan out 1 year for never doing or saying anything and had to go and apologize and got suspended because they went back and had tape. And I guess one of the guys was mic'd up and realized he chuckled at a really bad Joey Crawford call. He didn't even just give him one. He tossed him.
Yeah. Oh, well, he was known for that, too.
Yeah.
He was definitely known for that. But I just remember anytime that we would watch a Rockets game and Joey Crawford was officiating, you felt like, well, they're not going to win this game. Not going to happen. But the Rockets, they would chart this, like the officials and stuff?
Broadcasters do it. Teams do it. A lot of – and then you also have, because you have relationships with players and coaches who also know who they've gotten into it and which officials haven't been able to get over it.
Yeah.
And that starts factoring in. As much as you say it doesn't,
it does.
It really does.
Yeah. El Jefe just tweeted out a link from Adam Schefter. The Cushing meeting has been canceled. And Pink Valkyrie on Twitter said, you don't need a Facebook link for donations. Or you don't need a Facebook page for donations, just the link.
That's Christina. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just tweeted out, at the producer, Nick. The link's right there. So if you don't need a Facebook, just give it a click.
Cool.
You guys are great with all that, and we appreciate it. Yeah. And I know Nick does as well, just like you were great about the dog with the amputee leg. And quick update on that. The little fella's doing fantastic at our house. Hopefully he continues to do so. So we appreciate being the foster family for him, and hopefully we'll find him a forever home in the near future.
And by the way, Blake Adams sent me a picture of him on Twitter, so I just roasted him.
Did you?
I mean, I kind
of
put
some
effort.
Did you go with the hat, or did you?
I just said, we were busy in the middle of the show, but I said that basically he looks like a broke-ass farmer Fran from The Waterboy. So you have to do a little research if you don't know The Waterboy. So.
would you like some high-quality H2O?
That's pretty good. Impressive, too. Not bad.
Hey, we got one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the big show before we turn it over to the Patrick Hour as part of the Blitz at 4 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5.
I'm concerned. Should I be concerned? I think we all should. I just got this email from Twitter. Hey, @Barry is funny. When you set a password for your Twitter account, we use technology that masks it so no one at the company can see it. What we recently identified, a bug that stored passwords unmasked in an internal log. We have fixed the bug, and our investigation shows no indication of breach or misuse by anyone. Out of an abundance of caution, we ask that you consider changing your password on all services.
I got it yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
This is crap. This is makes me nervous. Have you ever had your identity stolen?
Yes.
Well, now like your credit. Oh yeah, yeah. I remember the story because you told us about the pizza guy and all that. Mm-hmm. Have you, Nick? Have you ever?
Not yet.
We had. It seemed like for a while, man. Every year around Christmas, our debit card number was getting stolen and used.
I'll take it back. There was another time, too. Lisa said, who do you know in Brenham? I go, I've never been to Brenham. She's like, well, you just bought school lunches for a month for someone in Brenham.
Nice. Well, that
and
was nice
of
you.
She went backtracked and caught it and found out that somehow, some way, through paying with a credit card at a gas station, somewhere in one of our trials and tribulations on a remote, that someone got my identity.
And there's so many companies now that are selling subscriptions for, like, identity theft protection. I think when I did my taxes, free plug for them, H&R Block, you know, was trying to sell me like a identity theft package or like upgrade or upcharge. And I've never experienced it, man. So I don't know. I kind of want to inquire in it because I feel like so many people around me have experienced it. I just, knock on wood, I haven't really had that bad experience yet. So
that's good. Lucky you. A couple more texts. Why did they get rid of Rock the Mic? I don't know. I'm not sure why. I think it was just because they were, there's no slots too. Like it was a way to give folks an opportunity, but we're so full now.
I think it had a lot to do or some to do with the fact that this company's growing. It's no longer a radio company. It's a full-blown media company.
Yep.
And there's a lot more people in the building.
Yep.
And people are being stretched in 15 different directions.
It's a lot of work to put something like that together too. So. OU Mike just said, have a good weekend, fellas. And then he said, wow, it was surprising when you talked about your dad. Yeah. My birthday is Monday. Love the show. Barry, the testosterone will grow your beard. I'm finally going to be a man. I'm so excited.
May grow hair on your face, too.
Okay.
He wasn't going to let that go. No! You knew it was going to happen.
I can't believe you didn't dong him because it wasn't good the first time.
I kind of enjoyed it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does. You're going to have ZZ Top between your legs.
But that's not what a beard is. A beard is on your face.
You should be happy.
Ball hair and a beard is not the same thing.
I haven't donged
y'all. You just got done telling the guy that he literally had ball hair on his upper lip earlier.
I said a pubic bone. Well, it looked like enough. The top part of close a 12-year-old, but whatever.
I have had my Twitter hacked, though.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, so I probably should change my password.
Are you sure that wasn't drunk tweeting?
No, it was. Now I got to change my password from Barry is a penis to Joel is a penis because someone could have my password and I don't want to do that.
You're such a dick.
Either way, so are we, based on his passwords.
That's your password.
No, it's not.
Oh. Of course not. Talking about beards?
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh my goodness, this turned into a mess. Somebody wanted to know what is designated for assignment. Because Matt Harvey, they said, Barry, what exactly does designated for assignment mean in regards to Matt Harvey and the MLB? If you're out of options mean they can send you down and bring you up. And if you're on the big league club for so many days in a year, that's an option. And you only get so many options. Once a player's out of options or has a certain amount of service time, you can designate them for assignment. And then two things can happen. They either clear waivers or they just get out. And once they clear waivers, you can outright that contract to the minor league system.
Yep.
At that point, though, you've got to put them on the waivers, like I said, in order for other teams to have the opportunity to get them. So they also get removed from the 40-man roster, But when they're designated for assignment, I think one of the keys is they still get paid their contract. So that's a key, too, especially in the Matt Harvey situation.
And just add a little clarity to that, too. And a lot of times that's because you could say, well, that's a raw deal, especially being in the system. But if sometimes you're stuck in a rut and that organization just has a certain value on you that it's not as great as you think you are or others may value for, gives you a chance to go to another team, get a chance.
And the good thing for the club is it clears that spot so they can add somebody.
Yeah, and like Juan Centeno was up with the Astros last year. Rangers signed him. He made the big league club. He's going to be on the roster the entire year. So it works out for the player. Sometimes it's not always what you want for your team.
And
I saw that. It was awesome. It was fantastic. You see what happened?
Yeah, they winged a batting helmet in this dude's groin area.
Well, it was also...
God.
So the White Sox had
that's
a walk-off.
Not how I want to celebrate with my teammates. You start chunking batting helmets at my junk?
Well, you know why they did it?
We're no longer friendly teammates.
You know why they did it?
No.
Because the guy who hit the walk-off home run is the guy that they're supposed to dump the water on and do all the celebrating.
Yeah.
He waited till the guy was right before home plate. He dumped it on himself and started celebrating, and that's why they threw the batting helmet at him.
That's awesome. By the way, we missed it yesterday. I didn't get to see it because we were on the air, but... Bregman got hit in the head with the baseball? Is that what
I
missed it? I feel like Bregman got like
plunked
on Twitter, in the head.
But I didn't actually see the video, so I can't speak on that.
That's wild. All right, we got 3 minutes left. Who's winning tonight, guys?
I think the Rockets win tonight.
You think the Rockets
win
tonight?
I think it's a game. And look, again, we're not betting people, but I've been pretty accurate.
The line is 4.5
Rockets. Ooh.
The line is 4.5 Rockets on the road.
You know what I want to see? I want to see somebody being like a straight-up enforcer on this Rocket squad and punch somebody in the throat. Not physically, but just knock them on their ass. You know what I mean?
I think you're going to see a much better game from Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Because that's a guy that needs to step up, and he thrives on certain situations where he gets kind of nasty, and it's going to be a nasty environment. I think you should. If you get a better game from Chris Paul, then I think the Rockets can win this game.
I don't think there's any think in it. They can win this game. They should win this game. But I will say this on the Chris Paul thing. The biggest thing with him is decisions. You know, like we were talking about the other day with knock down that mid-range jumper that is your game instead of trying to trust someone else to do it. And the one thing that bothers me is like when he had a bad game one, he came out over-aggressive in game two. And
that is true.
And that's scary because he can get in foul trouble. But I think Harden's going to go off because of this Exum thing. I think I've said it before. James is a guy that likes external motivation. If you got a guy coming in saying, I like the role and I'm going to take the Harden stopper approach, I think James will go off. He's had big games there before, and I think the Rockets win.
There you go.
Nick?
Nick, what do you think?
Yeah, I think they're gonna come out strong. Now that I don't know what's going to happen in game three yet, I tend to be more worried about game four and the fact that if they win game three, they could potentially tie the series back up again in game four, but I'm kind of looking ahead. I think they win game three and more kind of concerned for game four. I just want them to sustain some momentum. Just keep some momentum and just don't let off the gas. Please, just do that.
Yeah, this is the playoffs. Yeah. There is no room for letting off the gas. So we'll see what happens.
And like I said, if you needed a wake-up call, you ain't ready.
This is like I said about Toronto last night. You're either going to have a hell of a series on your hands or you may have already decided to fold up your tents and go home. Right now, it looks like they folded up their tents and they're ready to go home.
All right, I think Jazz win tonight.
Why?
Because I've been wrong. This whole
Charles
time.
Barkley now because everything you see what Barkley did last night. All his predictions have been going wrong and everybody's been hammering him on Twitter. So as much as he picked the Sixers to win and it looks bad, he's like, fine, then I'm saying the Celtics are going to win big in game three so he can try and right the ship.
That's what I'm trying to do because I want my Rockets to win.
Okay.
So go Jazz! I don't know if that makes sense. Okay.
All right. There was a fan yelling at Utah Jazz fans in the last game, the home game. He's like, yeah, go Utah. And they're both wearing Rockets jerseys. But they were just like, they're just being dumb.
Which we didn't even talk about James Harden slapping the cell phone. Damn it, we'll have to do that on Monday.
That's the same guy, I think, in both instances. The one where the cops came and reprimanded him when he slapped
that was
it. And
so
then
funny.
After the game, he did it again.
We got
and Harden, scared him.
I can't believe we didn't talk about that. Damn it. All right.
Everybody else.
Have a good weekend.
All right. You guys have a good one. We'll talk to you on Monday. For Nick, for Barry, it's Joel. Have a great time listening to The Blitz as they take you home until 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.